Yes, it does record.
So I was debating, after I gave this title to my shiur, I was debating how should I open my shiur. So maybe I could start it like this. Hello, my name is Tzipia Rimmel, and I'm expecting. Are there any other people here in the room who are expecting? Okay, great. So, yes, so not to put anybody in an awkward position, I'm expecting Mashiach. Okay? Be'ezrat Hashem, the children would come at a certain time, but for now and always, we're expecting Mashiach. And I think that Mashiach has not a very good PR. When we're talking about Mashiach, when somebody's saying that he's expecting Mashiach, or Mashiach is coming today, so either that I'm getting the look of, yeah, right? Fine, you said it yesterday, it didn't come yesterday either. Or, yeah, Mashiach, what are you, Chabadnikit? Or, so Mashiach doesn't have great PR, but it is something that is so essential and so important in our life that I thought that it would be very nice to finish my shlichut here in Chicago. This is my last year in Chicago. Be'ezrat Hashem, the next one will be in Yerushalayim. You're all invited. With Mashiach. So Be'ezrat Hashem, in 120... when we're all going to be done with our shlichut here in this world, and we'll have to go to Shemaim, to Beit Din Shel Mala, they're going to ask us a few questions, and we all need to be ready for. We all need to have really good answers for that. The Gemara in the Talmud Bavli, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, says, Amar Rava, B'sha'a shemachnisim Adam Ledin, Omrim Lo. When a person is coming to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120, they ask him, Nasata v'natata be'emunah? Did you negotiate, did you do your business in a faithful manner? Kavata itim la Torah? Did you set times to learn Torah? Asakta b'priya urviya? Did you have children? Or also, did you continue the legacy of teaching, you know, to the next generation? Did you have something to continue with Am Yisrael? The fourth one, Tzipita li Yeshua, were you expecting salvation? Did you expect Mashiach? And the fifth one is Pilpalta b'chokhma. Did you put thought into your learning? And the last one, Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Did you understood a thing, one thing from a different thing, which means that you used your brain to understand the world.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this for men or for women or both?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay,
I mean, of course that Priya V'Raviya is the mitzvah for a man, but Priya V'Raviya is also to teach the other generation, like, Shema b'ni musar avicha ve'al titosh torat imecha. That we are continuing, and we're continuing Am Yisrael. And of course, he cannot do the mitzvah if he doesn't have a partner. Right? Okay. So, these are the six things that we have to have a good answer for. And of course, Baruch Hashem, we all have in this room, right? But the important thing that I'm going to talk about is Tzipita Yeshua. Did you really expected salvation? Did you really expect Mashiach to come? So in Chidushei Haran, Rabbi Nisim ben Reuven Gironedi, that he is a parashan of the Talmud, that he added his own parashanut to the Talmud, and he says, Tzipita Yeshua, in source number two, Tzipita Yeshua Piresh Rashi. Rashi says, if you believed in Divrei HaNevi'im, if you believed in all what the prophets had said about the Yeshua that would come. Adkan. But then he adds, not only that you believed to what that the prophet had said that one day Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. But the Ran adds, ועוד צריך לבאר, ציפית לישועה בימיך. בימיך, in your days. Not just saying, עוד ישבו זקנים וזקנות, one day the elderly people are going to sit quietly in Yerushalayim with the kids running around and playing, but to know that it's going to happen in my days. I'm going to see it. I will be one of these, either elderly or playing, depends how much strength I have. ולא אמר, ציפית לישוע שתבוא ישוע לישראל. And you should not say, one day Yeshua is going to come, yeah, one day Mashiach would come, because this is really apikorsut. Apikorsut is to not believe that this nevuah would happen. שהאפיקורסים אינם מאמינים שתבוא ישוע לעולם לישראל. Okay, then you would have to be very specific saying, the Yeshua would come today. Mashiach would come today, and if not today, in my own days, and I'm going to see it because I believe in what the Nevi'im had said. I believe in the Nevuah, and I would see it. And the next source, I brought a source from Sefer Mitzvot Katan. So, when you get a book, and it's a book of commandments, you always hope it's going to be small, right? Sefer Mitzvot Katan, a book of laws, you know, that it's going to be, these are the things that I should do. So Rabbi Yitzchak Mikorvil, he wrote a Sefer Halacha for the people who are, you know, they're working, they're busy, but this is Sefer Mitzvot that you need to take with you, and this is the least that you have to do in order to be a good Jew that fulfills Mitzvot. So Sefer Mitzvot Katan, and the first mitzvah that he mentions there is mitzvot hatluyot baliv. We know that there are different mitzvot. Mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, we need to do shmitah. Mitzvot hatluyot b'makom. There are different talui, depends on. But this one, mitzvah hatluya baliv. And the first mitzvah is lida, to know, שאותו שברא שמיים וארץ, הוא לבדו מושל מעלה ומטה, ובדלת רוחות, כדכתיב, אנוכי השם אלוקיך. That the first mitzvah that we need to know is that Hashem rules over the world. He rules the shamayim, he rules the arets, and he rules all ארבע רוחות השמיים. Everything that is around us, we have to understand and to know that. And it says, and he continues, ve'ein lo manhig, read it in the third line towards the end, ve'ein lo manhig ve'lo davar, ve'afilu kriyat yam suf, ve'yitziyat Mitzrayim, ve'kol hanifla'ot she'nesu, b'mazal, there are people who are saying that yitziyat Mitzrayim and kriyat yam suf, it was all a matter of luck. Or just like we heard in the shiur before, it was all natural. Okay? But we should believe, ויש לנו להאמין, כי שקר הם דוברים. It cannot happen if it would depend only on nature. It has to be something, someone who is higher above. אכן הקדוש ברוך הוא ומנהיג את העולם כולו ברוח פיו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is the leader of this world. הוא הוציאנו ממצרים ועשה לנו כל הנפלאות, ואין אדם נוקף אצבעו מלמטה, אלא אם כן מכריזים עליו מלמעלה. That a person cannot do a thing, cannot create a great dome, unless Hashem guides him to do so. That it says in Tehillim, מהשם יצעדי גבר כוננו. ובזה תלוי מה שאמרו חכמים במסכת שבת דף למד א', ששואלים לאדם לאחר מיטה בשעת דינו, ציפית לישועה? That this is what Chachamim are saying in Masechet Shabbat. Did you expect salvation? And when does it says this mitzvah? I mean, we know where Purvu comes from. We know the mitzvah, right? We know the mitzvah of to negotiate, to do your business in a faithful way. There's a mitzvah for that too. But what is the mitzvah? There's no commitment for us to be expecting Mashiach to come, to expect the Geula. Ela, Shema Mina Bezet Talui, we learn from that, שכשם שיש לנו להאמין שהוציאנו ממצרים, תכתיב, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, אשר הוצאתיך וגומר. From the fact that we believe that יציאת מצרים had happened, and was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that, we have to understand that Mashiach is going to come anyway. If I would ask, you know, my students, let's say, I would ask, do you believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? They're all going to say yes. Do you believe Mashiach is going to come today? Not so much, right? Not so much. But we have to understand that as much as we believe that Hashem took us from Mitzrayim, we have to believe that that Mashiach is going to come today. And this comes from the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That this is the first commandment. Yes.
Is a Rashi, I think it's in Bamidbar. I learned it mm-hmm. in 1968. I don't remember exactly. But it quotes from Yeshayahu, Hatzivi Lach Tzivim, that that we do the mitzvah really to be in shape for when we do them in their complete way. So I don't remember the context, but if I could, that might show that really our focus is when we can do the mitzvah perfectly, which would be in Eretz Israel in the time of Mashiach.
Rambam says that too. And this is why we're actually doing mitzvot here in Chicago. No, really, because he says that it's all practice for the real thing.
The mashal is a woman who had a fight with her husband, and she continues to put on makeup and dress nicely because she knows it's temporary. And she wants to still look good for when they reconcile.
I hope that he also do an effort on his side. You know,
going to a good school.
That they both make an effort. Yes. Yes. Okay. So then, the agaha, the when they read over it, and Rabbeinu Peretz read over seven mitzvot katan and felt like he had to add something, then he added at the end of source number 3, Im ken tzipita leyeshua, is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that we all have to do. Every morning you wake up, say modeh ani, and then say to yourself, I'm going to dress up nicely because Mashiach is coming.
So do we pack our bags also?
Yes. Just like who?
We need that suitcase.
Just like who? Source number 4. A beautiful story that we all know, but it's always so nice to read it again about Maran HaChafetz Chaim. That let's just read the story. Such a beautiful story. Al Maran HaChafetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha Mesupar Mipi Orchim Shehayu Mevakrim Oto. The guests of HaChafetz Chaim used to tell, after they would come and visit him, they would tell the story that he would ask many times. The first question is, how are you? How are you doing? But tell me, do they speak about Mashiach in your town where you're coming? This was the first question he asked. Do you guys speak about Mashiach? And af hechin le'atzmo kapotat Shabbat miyuchedet. He had prepared a special coat that would be a fancy one, Shabbat, shel Shabbat, that would be for when Mashiach is coming. Kedei lekabel b'pnei Mashiach. Umizman lezman, and from time to time, he would wear it, and he would sit and wait. He would wear this beautiful kapota just, you know, on a regular Thursday. He would just sit and wait for Mashiach to come. Af mizvada italo. He even had a suitcase. Sheba haya sam et chafatzav hanechutzim beyoter. That he would put the most essential things that he need. That when Mashiach comes, kedei shekshayavo Mashiach, miyad yehiya mukhan lelechet imo le'eret Yisrael. That he would be ready. He won't say, just like we say in Israel, wait a minute. Yeah. No, I'm coming right now. כמו כן היה תובע מאת הכהנים לעסוק וללמוד בסדר קדושים. He would tell all the kohanim, you have to learn סדר קדושים because you're going to have korbanot immediately. You have to be ready. שהרי המשיח יבוא במהרה ויבנה בית המקדש. ועלינו לדעת את סדר העבודה היאך להקריב קורבנות. And we need to learn how to do the korbanot. We cannot waste our time because we're expecting salvation today. Pam be'erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot nichnas alav gadol echad. One time on erev Shabbat came a chashuv person, an important person came to him, and they shook their hands, natan lo shalom v'techef sha'al. And then a chafetz chaim asked him, מה מדברים בחוץ אודות משיח? Tell me, what do they talk about? Do they talk about משיח? ולא היה בפיו מענה. He was like... והמשיך לומר, הן זו יצרה, this is the problem, שאין מדברים אודות משיח. הלא כתוב, אחכה לו. ואיך לא מחכים? It says, I shall wait for משיח. And how come people are not waiting for משיח? איני יכול להבין. הלא כתוב אחכה לו. And we know that החפץ חיים was such an honest, straightforward person. You know, שמירת הלשון was so important to him. And everything was from the inside to the outside. הכל, and it's so innocent and pure. It says אחכה לו. So I'm sitting and I'm waiting in my Shabbos outfit and I'm waiting. And this is the innocence that we, Be'ezrat Hashem, all should have. And when we say that Mashiach is going to come, we're always talking about the future. What's going to happen in the future? And as good Jewish mothers or Jewish who were born to the Jewish nation, we all think, oh, what's going to happen, right? It always comes with a big oy. What's going to be in Acharit HaYamim? What is going to be in the end of the days? So Acharit HaYamim is a term that we're using, that the Nevi'im, the prophets, are using for the end of the days. But when it says in the Chumash and in the Nevi'im, when it says Acharit HaYamim, they not necessarily mean something that is far away from me, but something that is very, very close. So we should not, I just heard a very nice quote saying, worrying is a bad use of your imagination. Very bad use. Especially when you're trying to move your whole family to a different place. You keep worrying, what's going to happen? It's all good. Acharit HaYamim, what's going to be in Acharit HaYamim? So, in Bereshit Mem Tet, in source number 5, Bereshit Mem Tet, Pasuk Aleph. ויקרא יעקב אל בניו ויומר האספו ואגיד עליכם את אשר יקרא אתכם באחרית הימים. יעקב, a few moments before he passes away, he calls his sons and he tells them, my dear sons, I would like to tell you what's going to happen at the end of the days. But then Rashi says, ואגיד עליכם, ביקש לגלות את הקץ, ונסתלקה שכינה ממנו, והתחיל לומר דברים אחרים. Yaakov wanted to tell his sons, what's going to happen at the end of the days? But then, somebody from high above took away the Shekhinah from him, and he was not able to really tell his sons what's going to happen at the end of the days. Why? Because I guess we cannot know what's going to happen at the end of the days. We would not know what would happen at Acharit HaYamim. Or we don't have yet the ability to understand what's going to happen in Acharit HaYamim. So I gathered, because I am a curious person, I've gathered from the Nevi'im a little bit of hints of what's going to happen in Acharit HaYamim. So from what I found, there are going to be four things that are going to happen. The first one is going to be Yom Hashem, which means the day where Hashem is going to gather all of Am Yisrael and will have a din for Am Yisrael. Where were you? What did you? Did you expect Yeshua? Did you work for Mashiach to come? Did you say another Perek Tehillim extra for the boys to return? And this would be, as the Navi Amos says, it's going to be a very, very hard day. It's going to be Yom Choshech Velo Or. a day of darkness. And Tzfaniah Navi also says that it's going to be Yom Tzara V'Tzuka. It's going to be a day of trouble. The second part that is going to be in Acharit Hayamim is going to be a Yom Din Olami for the whole nations, for the whole world. All of the nations, Edom, Moab, Amalek, are going to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would tell them, why did you shoot those rockets? Why did you make my nation suffer? Why did you do all of these things? Why did you hunt my nations? And he says, Anavi Yeshayah says that he's going to gather them in Emek Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat means to judge. In Emek Yehoshaphat, and there he would give them their din. The third thing is going to be a renewal of the Brit between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And the Nevi'im talks about prosperity. Look what a fancy word I use. Prosperity and they're going to be Pirion. This one I forgot. We're going to have Pirion. Piriya.
Abundance?
Yeah. And we'll have great times for those who are going to stay, and we're going to have world peace, and we have this shalom b'medina, b'kalkala, and within our families. And then the fourth part that we see in Chazon Acharit Hayamim, what's going to happen at the end of the days, from the Nevi'im, is lo yisagoy al goy cherev, v'lo ilmedu od milchama. That there would be no war, no more war in between the nations. And the Navi Yeshayah explains also, ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That Yerushalayim is going to turn, Bniyat Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is going to turn to be a place of light, a source of light to the whole world. Yes?
Isn't there a difference between the coming of Mashiach and Acharit Hayamim?
Yes.
Mashiach is one thing, and Acharit Hayamim is something further down the road.
Right. So it's all a process. It's all a process of that, just like you said, Mashiach is coming first, and then it's Acharit Hayamim. But we need to be ready to have Mashiach coming, and then to know what's Acharit Hayamim. But then again, it brings us to the source number 5, that we're not really sure what's going to happen in Acharit Hayamim. What I have brought here are sources from the Nevi'im who are saying Nevuah, who are explaining what's that process is going to be. Okay? We have the Mashiach, and then we have the Geula, which is part of Acharit Hayamim. Yes?
So you talked about the non-Jews being judged in the Valley of Yehoshaphat. Mm-hmm. I think it's Yeshayahu who says, Vayah Acharit Hayamim Nachon Yiyeh Beit Hashem V'naharu Elad Goyim Rabim.
Right.
After they're judged...
This is Ki Mitzion Tetzeh Torah. Same place in Yeshayah, that this is the source. Because Beit HaMikdash, they're going to be judged, whoever killed, massacred the Jews, but we still have the other nations that are supporting Israel and believe in Hashem and have Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach.
So they will come.
Yes, definitely.
Question.
Yes.
But when Mashiach comes, there will still be wars, you're saying?
No. No. So this is the third part, that no more wars, and it's going to be the fourth part, that Chazon Shalom Olami, that everybody is going to get along.
I'm a little confused, because so you said first comes Mashiach, and then after you have Miyamim.
Yes. It's part of the process.
It goes together?
Yes. Mashiach comes first, and then it comes Acharit Hayamim.
Like if Mashiach came right now, in Eretz Yisrael, what would we see?
Not like. Mashiach is coming right now, okay, so the Eretz Israel. Now. Yes.
We are in the process.
Let's say
yes.
He showed up right now in the middle of this whole war in Gaza and everything. What would we be seeing?
Okay, let's talk about it.
I mean, yes, because
Let's first talk. Who could be Mashiach? Like, what should we expect? You know, we're expecting Mashiach, but
ooh, what?
On a white donkey? I mean, he could get a white jaguar or something.
Somebody who was born on Tisha B'Av or something.
Okay, let's see.
The Malachim of the Rambam.
Right.
He talks about like who's to be Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be accepted by most of the people, and he has to like fight the battles of Hashem. And some people say it's physical battles, and some people say it's spiritual battles. That's why some people thought the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Mashiach. It's like he was like concerned with all Jewry and the whole world really. He was fighting the spiritual battles. But like there are some specifications of who's Mashiach.
Right. I'm so happy you came. Really, thank you.
Because class.
No, because it's amazing. You're saying, I mean, this part was the introduction. A, we need to expect Mashiach is coming today, no doubt. B, okay, so what should we expect? And this is why I brought part of the Nevuah, a few parts of the Nevuah, talking about Chazon Acharit Hayamim, which is the process from Mashiach, when Mashiach comes. And now I would like to discuss, who could be Mashiach? What is Mashiach? Who should we expect? And you've mentioned Chassidut Chabad, that I would also like to talk about. And you've mentioned two different things, which the Mashiach would have to battle two different battles, spiritual and physical. Okay? So then after Yaakov gathers his children, and he wants to tell them what's going to be Chazon Acharit Hayamim, according to Rashi, somebody from high above gives an order, change the whole thing, and let him say something else. So what does he say then? He's giving the brachot to his children before he passes away. And I've read one of the brachot that he had brought, which is for Yehuda. And that we know that Yehuda is the Shevet who's going to have the Melucha. And where Melech HaMashiach is going to come from Shevet Yehuda. And it says in Pasuk Yud, Lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, umechokek mi ben raglav, ad ki yavo shilo, velo ikhat amim. So, lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, he gets the ability to rule over, he gets the malchut, to rule over Am Yisrael. But he also gets, umechokek mi ben raglav. So, he has the ability for Koach Shiput, he's able to judge and to have the knowledge to understand what's right and what's wrong. So he has two kochot. Yaakov blesses his son Yehuda with two kochot. Koach Limud HaTorah, that he knows the dinim of the Torah and the spirit of Torah. But he also has the ability for Malchut. Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, which means Shai lo, Shai is a present, and according to Rashi, Ad ki yavo shilo, it's in source number 6, Melech HaMashiach shehamelucha shelo. Veken tirgem unkelus umidrash agada, shilo, Shai lo. That this is going to be to Yehuda. This is the present that Yehuda is getting. And if you were in the shiur before, it talks about Yehuda and being thankful and understanding that everything is from Hashem Yitbarach. So it's a great continuation. Yehuda himself, not only his mother sees that everything is from Hashem, but he himself gets a present and he has the ability to understand that everything is from Hashem, and that's why he could have the koach of melucha and koach of Torah, koach limud Torah. So that's his present. So Mashiach is going to be a person who have those abilities, and as you said in Rambam Ilchot Melachim, a person who is mekubal ben rov achav, that everybody is accepting him. So, in source number 7, I brought the Ramban. Ramban is very practical. And I really wanted to know, okay, so we're going to have the Mashiach, and he's going to be a melech. And he's going to have this ability to gather everybody around. But what's going to happen, sorry to say, what's going to happen with me? Am I still going to go to work? Do I still going to go, you know, earn my salary? So Ramban is being very practical. And it says, he mefaresh Pasuk Vav from Vayikra that talks about what's going to happen in Acharit Yamim when Mashiach is coming. V'hashivoti chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. Ki tiyeh Eretz Yisrael be'et kiyum ha'mitzvot kasher haya olam mitchilato kodem chet'o shel adam ha'rishon. So Ramban says that in Sefer Vayikra they say that there would be no bad animal in the land. And what does that mean? Ramban says that we're going to go back to the days of Gan Eden, just like it was before in Gan Eden, before Chet Adam HaRishon. That en chaya v'remes memit Adam. The animals would not hurt Adam. And it's all going to be in Gan Eden. Ta'am ha'etz ke'ta'am ha'pri. What you saw is what you got. Everything is either etz adat, sheker, or tovara. Tovara. What's emet is emet, and what's sheker is sheker. Etz adat, tovara. So going back to the times before Chet Adam Rishon, we would all know for sure what's wrong and what's right. This is what Ramban says. By the way, that means that we are going to go to work. Source number 8. Oh, sorry. Source number 7. And then he is hinting that this was supposed to be the time of Chizkiyah HaMelech. The times of Chizkiyah HaMelech, Melech Yehuda. That Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asato Mashiach. In Masechet Sanhedrin it says, Chizkiyah was supposed to be Mashiach. Why was Chizkiyah supposed to be Mashiach? Because the Gemara in source number 8, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Bet, Chizkiyah was a king in a very, very bad time when Sancheriv was destroying. Really, it says that there were rivers of blood because he just, how do you say, like, paved everything with...
Obliterated.
So, and then he came to Chizkiyah. And in this time in Chizkiyah, it was in Chizkiyah's mamlacha, it was one king that was good, one king that was not so good, there was a lot of avodah zara, and Chizkiyah tried to do a tshuva, and he succeeded. Chizkiyah took a big sword, he stuck it into the ground right in front of the Beit Midrash, and he said, whoever is not learning, I'm going to use that sword. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha choval ol shel Sancheriv mipnei shmo shel Chizkiyahu shaya dolek bebatei knesiyot ubebatei midrashot. Chizkiyah put effort on limud Torah. Mumasa na'at cherev al petach beit ha-midrash. He took a sword and put it right in front of beit ha-midrash ve'amar. Kol mi she'eino osek ba-Torah, idaker. Whoever is not learning Torah, learning the mitzvot, learning the halachot, would stab to death with a sword. It's a little frightening, but it did work. Because from Dan ve'ad Be'er Sheva, from up north and down south, lo matzu am ha'aretz, they could not find a person who would not know the halachot. Ve'lo matzu tinok v'tinoket, ish ve'isha, shelo ayu b'kiim b'ilchot tumah v'ta'ara. Everybody knew, just like in Gan Eden, this is right, this is wrong. This is emet, this is sheker. In a very spiritual level, but also very practical with halacha, they knew exactly what they should do. And that's why the Gemara says, Chizkiyah was supposed to be Mashiach. But what happened? Then why wasn't he Mashiach? Did you have a question?
I was going to say, he also fostered great bitachon and emuna in Hashem. When he fought Sancheriv, he said the parak from Hallel, lo lanu Hashem ki v'shimchatein kavod. And also he, one of his enactments was that he hid the book of Rufuot Mm-hmm. And I think that was so that people would not have trust in that, that they realized that this was that it was coming from Hashem, and that must have been weak.
It's interesting that you're bringing the perek from Tehillim because it took him a while. And this is exactly why he wasn't, why the Maharal says, and also the Gemara says, that he was not Mashiach, right? Because of that. Because, and this is a long source, so I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to, yeah, right? Lunch is very soon. Was it supposed to start already? Sorry, I'm not going to touch your lunch. Okay, so, what was about Sancheriv? What was Sancheriv? Why was he such a fearful enemy? Why did he succeed so much? Sancheriv took all of the nations. He took soldiers from here, soldiers from there, soldiers from everywhere. Put them together in one army. And it says that he was mevalbel ha'umot. He was confusing. Nobody knew exactly what is my nation, what is your nation. He created that kind of a salad. And this is what they say, that before Mashiach is going to come, they're going to be bilbul ha'umot. They're going to be one imperia that is going to go against us. Somewhat we're going to feel that the whole world is against us. It's kind of a familiar feeling. But this is what Sancheriv had done. By the way, this is also what... there were other who had tried to do it. But Chizkiyah was standing, you know, with the koach of Torah. They were not able to levalbel et Israel. We stood as one nation. So all the umot came and Sancheriv came to Yerushalayim. Sancheriv is, after he took all of Mamlechet Israel, is going to try now to conquer Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyah mitpalel laKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked them for help. And Hashem does help. There is Malach Hashem who comes in Machane Sancheriv and kills many of the soldiers. The next day, they are gone. But Chizkiyah... Some survived, but they all went back. Some survived, but they all went back. And Chizkiyah, what we're going to expect from him to do now is to thank Hashem. Uh-huh. Basics, right? Just like we said about Yehuda, Leah, thank you. To say Shira, to praise. But Chizkiyah froze. Chizkiyah froze. Because he understands that if Hashem wouldn't have helped him with the angel, then they would come and destroy Yerushalayim. He understands that he has this great koach of Torah, but he's missing another koach. It's the koach to stand and to really act from milemata, itaruta deltata, that we are going to be able to fight back, you know, not just to say, Hashem, rescue me, but we're going to also be able to do something from here. And Chizkiyah froze. And he did not say Shira. Because he understood how bad it could have been. And that's why he was not able to be Mashiach. But then, when he saw something that was above nature, that this angel came and destroyed Machane Sancheriv, it was the basics that he's going to say Halel. When are we saying Halel? Halel we're saying when we see a miracle, something that is above nature to happen, when we feel that all the world is against us, but somehow we're succeeding, and we have a home. And this is when we're saying Halel, and this is Siman LeGeula. When we see a Siman LeGeula, this is when we're saying Halel. And Chizkiyah did not say Halel. He froze. And then Rambam, in the next verse, from Hilchot Menachem, and this is what you have mentioned before, ואל יעלה על דעתך שמלך המשיח צריך לעשות אותות ומופתים. Do not think that מלך המשיח, בעזרת השם, when he comes in a few minutes from now, is going to do miracles. הוא מחדש דברים בעולם, הוא מחיה מתים, וכיוצא בדברים האלה. אין הדבר כך. This is not going to work like this. He's not going to snap his fingers and things are going to happen. שהרי רבי עקיבא, רבי עקיבא that we all know, חכם גדול מחכמי המשנה היה. והוא היה נושא כליו של בן קוזיבה. הלא הוא בר כוכבה. Rabbi Akiva was a very smart man, we all know, very wise person, a great rabbi, and he was the armor bearer of Bar Kokhba. And והוא היה אומר עליו שהוא מלך המשיח. Rabbi Akiva would walk around carrying Bar Kokhba's armor and would say, I'm carrying the Mashiach, מלך המשיח's armor. ודימה הוא וכל חכמי דורו שהוא המלך המשיח עד שנהרג באבונות. רבי עקיבא, and this is the opposite. You remember you said that there are two different aspects of it. So we saw חזקיה that was גדול בתורה, and everybody knew the הלכות, and everybody knew אמת ושקר. And here we have בר כוכבא, that before he went to the battle, he said, Hashem, stay away. This is what he said. He said, please do not help and do not disturb. This is what Bar Kokhba had said. And Rabbi Akiva thought that he would be the Mashiach. He was positive that Bar Kokhba would be a Mashiach. And why? Because Rabbi Akiva thought that there is another part to expecting Mashiach. And this is if we're acting from right here, from this world. And when he saw Bar Kokhba that is succeeding in all of his wars, and he was so powerful, he believed that this power was given to him by Hashem. And he with what Bar Kokhba said, we can say, how did he not see it coming? Like, if this is what he said, but Bar Kokhba believed that there is an activism that needs to be done from right here, from us. Which means Mashiach could be actually one of us. Mamash. Because Chizkiyah was able to be a Mashiach. And Bar Kokhba was able to be a Mashiach. And it's all about us. And if we're going to combine the two powers of working and doing and actually preparing for a Mashiach, and also, at the same time, to sit and learn and to spread Torah in the world, we are bringing Mashiach. And we're bringing Mashiach today. Just like we all said this morning from עיקרי האמונה של הרמב״ם. Which also, just like the Sefer Katan, you know, you put the important things, רמב״ם put 13 עיקרים that are so important. And the 12th is, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה בביאת המשיח. ואף על פי שהתמהמה, even though it takes a little bit long, עם כל זה, אחכה לו בכל יום שיבוא. And as much as we believe in Yetziat Mitzrayim and our ability to stay Jews wherever we are, and that we believe in the Torah, the same way we should believe that Mashiach is coming today, and whatever is going to happen in Acharit HaYamim, even though we're very curious of what's going to happen, it'll come. We should not use our imagination for bad things, but to know that Baruch Hashem, it's all from high above, and we're this close.